Welcome to Acquire Connected, the podcast that is your compass in the world of data across environmental, social, and governance.
Welcome to the first season of the Acquire Connected podcast. This podcast features interviews with thought leaders and technology experts who are tackling data management challenges in the geoscientific, environmental, and social performance industries and their impacts on the Earth's resources, the natural environment, and communities around them. I'm Jamie Nobbs, your host for this podcast, and today we sit down with Niti Gupta. Niti is a professional geoscientist with a proven track record in delivering comprehensive geological and environmental solutions. In this episode, Niti unpacks just how integral data management is to the mining sector. We look at some of the challenges and common misconceptions from mining companies in terms of data management, why it's important to have effective data management for regulatory and sustainability purposes, and what trends Niti anticipates for the future of data management. Let's get into it. Hi, Niti. Thanks for joining us today. It's great to have you on here.
Hi, Jamie. It's my pleasure.
Would you be able to start by telling us a bit about yourself and your background?
For sure. So I have over 10 years of experience within the mining industry. My educational background is in toxicology and in geology. And within the mining industry, I've held various roles that have allowed me to develop an understanding of diverse aspects within the mining industry, be it geological, environmental, health and safety, sustainability, as well as project management. In my current role as a consultant for a sustainability firm, I deliver comprehensive services on a wide range of projects to clients.
So we're talking about data management today. How did you find yourself in that space?
I got introduced to database management systems through one of my roles within the mining industry. I was working for a company in Timmins, Ontario, and there I started doing database management for our program and for our team for production as well as exploration work.
Okay. Would you be able to define what a database management system is just to kick things off, and maybe if you've got some examples of the types of databases you use in the mining industry?
Oh, for sure. So database management systems are basically software applications or any application that enable users to store, organize, retrieve, and manage data in a structured manner. In the past, predominantly companies used to use Excel files. So that's, you know, a very quick, easy, cheap way of managing and storing data. Nowadays, there are vast amount of data being generated from exploration, production, resource management activities. So integrated database management systems play a very crucial role in ensuring that the data is organized efficiently. There are different database systems, such as for spatial systems, you have GIS databases. You can have relational database management systems that use Oracle or Microsoft SQL. So there are different ways in different stages of mining lifecycle where database management systems can be utilized.
With mining companies holding all these different types of database management systems, I'm guessing having them integrated can be quite challenging. What are some of the challenges that mining companies face in terms of data management and analysis?
So there can be a few challenges there. Some of these challenges can include data volume and variety. Mining operations can generate a vast amount of data from various sources, as I mentioned, from production processes, equipment sensors, environmental monitoring, exploration activities, and such. So catching the granularity can be challenging for each of these processes. Data quality and integrity. How good is the data that you're collecting and storing and managing? That can be very crucial for effective decision-making. How accessible and available the data is, depending on reliable network infrastructure. If you're in a remote location, that can play a role as well and present a challenge. Data security and privacy. When you have sensitive information, company information that you want to share with stakeholders and other organizations, you want to protect that data. So that also can play a part in providing some challenges for a company. Also, if you're working with legacy data, so if you have historical data on that you are working with the company, then how good is that data quality and integrity? So there are a few challenges there with data management systems.
Are all of these challenges new, or have some of them perhaps been prevalent for a while?
Some of them have been prevalent for a while. Data volume variety is not something new that the companies are facing. Data quality, integrity, accessibility, as well as dealing with historical information, these are all situations that have been prevalent for a while within the mining industry. Something new that mining industry is facing would be to look at the analytical complexity of the data. So if they're looking at new technologies to encompass these database management systems and to organize their information, that's something new with the advancement in technologies. Also, regulatory compliance is now playing a huge role in how database management systems are being used by companies.
Do you foresee these challenges continuing into the future?
I think the good thing is that these challenges are being recognized. So companies, as they're facing these challenges, they're working together with companies like Acquire to deal with these challenges by providing a feedback loop. So when they have a system such as GemSuite or EnviroSys, for example, you do research and development as a company, and then you get feedback from the clients to see what other challenges they're facing, and then you try to incorporate that in your database management systems, and then you release newer versions. So that has been going on with a lot of database management system companies, which is a great way to sort of mitigate these challenges.
How do, say, regulatory requirements influence a company's data management strategy?
So regulatory requirements can play a significant role because now regulatory requirements are becoming very prominent in a company's sort of global presence. Even if you're a junior company or a mid-tier company, mining company, you have to be aware and mitigate any ESG risks to your stakeholders, to the public. So it's playing a very significant role. So for database management strategies that are being influenced by regulatory requirements, these requirements can dictate how data can be collected, stored, managed, and shared to ensure compliance with environmental, safety, and operational standards. So for example, regulations are stipulating that you need accurate reporting of environmental impact data or safety incident reports, then mining companies must develop or use data management strategies that not only meet these obligations, but also for themselves to optimize operational efficiencies.
In terms of sustainability, you did touch on it there in terms of the regulatory requirements changing around ESG. How does effective database management contribute to something like the sustainability efforts within the mining sector as a whole?
So this can be done by environmental monitoring and compliance. Mining companies need to collect and store and analyze environmental data related to a lot of different aspects, such as air quality, water usage, land rehabilitation, biodiversity. And by maintaining this data information in a comprehensive database, they can proactively identify and mitigate any potential environmental impacts. So that is directly promoting sustainable mining practices. You can also enable resource efficiency and optimization. If a company is able to track, optimize resource usage, including energy, water, and materials throughout the mining lifecycle, that can help a company optimize their energy consumption, fuel usage, waste generation, and that helps mining companies identify opportunities to improve their efficiencies.
Thank you for running through those different examples of how database management can contribute to sustainability efforts. Now, we've talked about effective database management. If we now flip it over, what are some of the common misconceptions about the importance of database management in the mining space?
So this ties into what you asked earlier about how effective they can be. And one of the misconceptions is that mining industry or mining companies underestimate the role of database management systems in improving operational efficiency, cost reduction, and decision making. And a lot of these companies in the past, I hope not now, but in the past have viewed database management as merely a technical function rather than a strategic asset for the organization. Because I have personally seen in my own experience how much it can cost a company resources, time, money, effort, people, to just try to align with their internal KPIs if they don't have an efficient database management system. I was recently on a mine site for a client where the database management system was not integrated between the corporate level and the site level. So they were using two different systems that were not efficient to communicate between what the data that was being produced on site and how that needed to be communicated for corporate KPIs. So there was a lot of back and forth, there was a lot of communication, a lot of emails. And that's just an example of why people, when they don't, or companies, when they don't invest in integrated database management systems, that can create inefficiencies within the system.
So would you say the main impact is time and money? What are some of the potentially bigger risks of not managing your databases properly?
Well, then you don't have quick access to critical information, right? Which is crucial for running, ensuring data integrity, accessibility, analysis, and that drives innovation and competitiveness in the mining industry on a large, big picture scale.
I guess in terms of aligning database management within the business, in what ways does data management facilitate, say, the communication between different stakeholders in the mining sector, whether it's in the business or the business talking to different regulatory bodies?
How data management system facilitates collaboration and communication is by providing a centralized platform for storing and accessing relevant information. Now, this could be regulatory, this could be technical, and through integrated data management systems, you have different stakeholders such as geologists, engineers, environmental specialists, regulatory authorities. They can access real-time data. They can share insights and coordinate activities more efficiently. So I was working in a gold mining company in Northern Ontario in Canada, and I was managing the geological database, just as an example. And there were multiple teams within the organization that had to have access to the data. Surveyors, engineers, geologists, even some environmental folks that needed information on the geological database. For external stakeholders, you have, you know, regulatory compliance, again, regulatory agencies, perhaps indigenous communities, public communities that need information to certain data. And that fosters transparency. It enhances, you know, I'll go back to like responses from these external stakeholders on how you're managing the information, how that's provided to them. So it enhances decision-making processes and basically just enables proactive risk management. So if you know that if you're not on the right track, by providing the right data at the right time, by using these data management systems, you're getting that response that much faster and can course correct that much faster.
And do you think there's a broader expectation from stakeholders, particularly external ones now, to be transparent about a mining company's data? Do you think that's potentially changed over the past, say, decade?
Yes, I think the attitude has changed on both sides of the table. The mining companies now are more amenable and they realize that this is something that they need to be transparent about, their data. Of course, there's confidential information for the company that can just be disclosed to anyone, but if they're engaged stakeholders, this is something the mining companies make a concerted effort to be transparent and concise about. Similarly, on the stakeholder side, there's that expectation that the information they're getting is correct and accurate, and the mining company's intentions are in the right place. And the idea is to collaborate and work together to make the operations a success.
So if a company was looking at setting up a database management system in their business, what are the kind of key considerations that they need to look at?
They will need to look at what information is it that needs to be put together. Do they want to integrate different sources? Do they want to just work with one type of information? Who needs to access this information, right? Is it technical folks? Does it need to have limitations within the data to say, you know, only certain people can view certain things? How robust the system is going to be, right? What can it do? What are its capabilities? So there are a lot of factors that go into implementing a database management system. What is its scalability? Can it only do one function till the end of time, or can it actually be scaled up to do different functions at later times? What's the longevity of the system? So there are different considerations depending on what the purpose for the database is.
If we look to the future of database management, what trends do you anticipate in the data management practices within the mining industry?
Two things come to mind. First is just adoption of advanced analytics and AI technologies. Even like until quite recently, that has become, I feel, very prominent to extract insights from vast amount of data collected from, you know, different equipment, different teams, different sources. The other thing is increased focus on data governance frameworks. And this is to ensure compliance with, you know, the regulatory requirements, which are also always evolving, any ethical considerations surrounding data privacy and content.
That sounds like we've got a lot to look forward to. It will be interesting to see how mining companies use their data and broader data management to make better decisions and to have more thorough analysis of their sites and their operations. I think that's all we've got time for. Thank you so much, Nidhi, for jumping on and chatting with me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much again. I think it's an exciting time in database management and in the mining industry, you know, and there are just advancements being made and what we could do 10 years ago versus what we can do now. It's pretty exciting. So
you're in an exciting space. We're in an exciting space at the moment.
There you go.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Acquire Connected. If you enjoyed today's episode, please like, share, and subscribe on your podcast player. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Acquire Connected podcast channel. Find us at acquire.com.au.